How to help someone build new relational practices, a ministry genogram conversation can help someone see relational patterns. But seeing a pattern is only the beginning. The next question is, what faithful practice can begin now? Many people discover that they learned unhealthy ways of relating. Some learn to attack, some learn to avoid, some learn to please. Some learned to stay silent, some learned to control, some learned never to apologize, some learned that closeness is dangerous, some learned that conflict means rejection. When these patterns become visible, the person may feel discouraged. They may say, "This is just how I am." A wise ministry leader gently resists that fatalism. You might say, "This pattern was learned over time. With God's help, support, and practice, a new pattern can begin." New relational practices are usually small before they are strong. A person may begin by pausing before responding. Another may practice saying, "I need a moment, but I do want to come back to this." Another may learn to apologize without excuses. Another may practice asking a clarifying question instead of assuming rejection. Another may choose not to share private family pain in public. Another may ask for help before conflict grows. For marriage and parenting patterns, small practices matter deeply. A husband may practice listening before defending. A wife may practice naming concern without contempt. A parent may practice blessing a child instead of only correcting. An adult child may practice honoring parents without surrendering wise boundaries. A ministry leader may help someone think through these practices, but should not become a marriage counselor, custody advisor, therapist, or family judge. Community also helps form new practices. The church, soul center, small group, or ministry team can become a place where people learn patient listening, confession, forgiveness, encouragement, accountability, hospitality, and repair. But community must be wise. Sensitive family stories should not become public material. People should not be pressured into group disclosure. A helpful ministry question is, what is one relational practice you can try this week that reflects Christ's love and respects your boundaries? Another is, who can support you with wisdom and accountability? If the person faces abuse, danger, serious addiction, threats, or severe emotional distress, the faithful next step may be referral, safety support, or professional care. The goal is not instant transformation. The goal is steady formation. In Christ, people can learn new ways of love, conflict, repair, closeness, and community. A family pattern may explain the struggle. It does not have to control the future.